Michael Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to start with some verses out of Matthew. And the reason I'm going to begin this is because over the previous couple of years, I've talked about, presented to this audience, the prophecies that would take place at the end of the world, at the end of a dispensation. And we're at that time, and what I mean by that is the time prior to the second return of Jesus Christ. Now, I'll start with this verse in Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2. Jesus went out, departed from the temple. His disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. Jesus said to them, "Do you see these things? I say to you, not one stone will be left upon another that will not be thrown down." And he was pointing to the temple. He was prophesying that that temple was going to be destroyed. Well, he didn't tell them that in AD 70, the Roman commander Titus would come into Jerusalem and tear down that temple. He didn't tell them that. But now, 2,000 years later, we know what happened in AD 70. In AD 70, the Roman emperor, the Roman commander came in, and there was a rebellion in Israel, in Jerusalem, and he tore down the temple. Exactly as Christ stated. But we didn't know when the year. We didn't know who the commander. But now we do. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, there is a story of a nation at the end of the world in the time prior to Christ's return. A nation. And it is a nation. In verse 2 of Ezekiel 38, it said, "Set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. This is present-day Russia." Well, 2,000 years ago, or 3,000 plus years ago, almost 3,000 years ago when Ezekiel wrote this passage, we didn't know the name of Gog. We didn't know the land other than it would be Central Asia. We'd know the name of Meshech and Tubal. Meshech, Moscow, basically, Magog, in the land of Russia. So these two chapters discuss explicitly this nation, Russia, that would come into her glory as a power internationally, not just regionally, but internationally, and that would be in the years prior to Christ's return. Russia began, in a sense, to grow or to fulfill this prophecy probably in the early 19th, during World War One, and more so after World War Two. During World War Two, Russia defeats the German advance to invade Moscow, and by the end of World War Two, America is dominant, Russia is dominant, and Russia from that point to this point becomes an enemy of the collective West. This prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, back 3,800 years, 2,800 years ago, 3,000 years ago, we didn't see the particulars. Now we do. Now we see that Russia would be great internationally, one time in her history. This has come to pass. Russia, after Vladimir Putin became president of Russia, Russia has continued to become more and more influential internationally, especially now. Economically, the ruble is at its peak. Russia now is working with China to, in an objective, the two nations resisting the wishes of the collective West, which we would call the unipolar world system. These verses in Ezekiel 38-39, now we know something about Russia in the time in which we live. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page. Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it?
Time to
We have, if you are in your 50s, you have been watching Russia fulfill the prophecies in Ezekiel 38 and 39 for the last 50 years minimum. Since First World War, Russia came out. It was involved in that war. They became stronger. World War II, they actually became even more powerful. What made them even more powerful after World War II is they brought in a group of nations in the vicinity to become the Soviet bloc. And eventually, at the end of the 80s, the Soviet bloc disintegrated. It had to, according to Bible prophecy, because Russia fulfills her destiny not as a collective with a group of other nations, but as a individual power. We are watching prophecy take place today. Then Russia would begin to come out of the hardships, out of communism, out of the plans of the Western nations to destroy her, starting really with the Bolshevik Revolution, attack after attack after attack, economically, in every way, to keep Russia from being what Russia is to be. And Vladimir Putin has been, we see that Russia is going to be great in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia has to be a commander nation, a nation that will be a commander and will give direction to other nations in a future invasion that Russia will be involved in when Russia invades the Middle East. The objective, Israel. But Russia cannot be a collective as a block of nations like the Soviet Union. The prophecies in Ezekiel don't even present that. They present Russia as a powerful, powerful nation in all ways, economically, militarily, diplomatically, a nation that is standing on its own two feet, not necessarily needing a whole lot from other nations. She has the resources from within, and she'll have the ability to generate income through those resources, which we see with the Nord Stream pipelines. We see with the energy now that Russia is sending to China. So Russia would be, in a sense, independent. You know, we in this audience, we are preppers. Many are preppers. They want to be self-sufficient. This is exactly the condition of Russia today. They are self-sufficient. They are not depending on other nations for resources to build bullets, tanks, bombs, missiles, these weapons. They pretty much develop and have the resources to bring everything needed in the present war in Ukraine. They manufacture through their industry. They're not buying a whole lot from China to a degree. Some things, yes. Yes, they do need Western technology, but for the most part, they are self-sufficient. We are watching prophecy unfolding right now. It's unfolding. It's before us. Russia is getting stronger, and at some point, and it's already begun, Russia is going to have a group of nations that she is going to be a commander and a protector of. Russia will protect these nations and will give these nations direction. The direction will be south into the Middle East. The protection that Russia will provide is going to be from who? The protection will be from the globalist West, from Empire America, and all of the European NATO nations. Russia, and also Russia, will give these nations and other nations internationally a way to have a completely new system of commerce, of trade. This has happened. It has come to pass. Russia is not going to be here much longer. But until that time, Russia is going to continue to get stronger. Now, we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Gog in the land of Magog, the people of Rosh and Meshech. These are tribes of sons of Noah that move north and to the west, basically up in the region of Russia and then eventually into Europe. Well, this now we know who these peoples are. They are Russia. They could not be internationally very powerful until maybe the last 7,500 years before Russia's destroyed. In that 100 years, this nation, Gog, in the land of Magog, this nation would have international influence of other nations. This has come to pass. Yes, America has been dominant since World War II ended. But Russia, at the same time, has also influenced the nations as well during the missile crisis. It was Russia who provided missiles for Cuba. It is Russia that has helped nations in the third world nations, especially in South America, in Northern Africa, in Indonesia. Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel 38, 39. Russia is fulfilling the prophecies and the destiny that God said would take place in the years prior to his return. This is taking place. It is happening. We're watching it. Now, through Russia, you might say conceptually, brought to the world a strategy. The strategy is to bring in an alternate way of commerce, of trade, things of that nature. And to do that, Russia needed a partner to be effective. Russia could have done it if given enough time. Russia doesn't have time. Russia's running out of time. But in the Bible, there would be, according to the Bible, there would be two, at the end of the world, prior to Christ's return, there would be two ways in which the world would conduct commerce. Two, you might say, major systems of economies. One would be the economies of what recently, in the last 20 years, most people have never heard of, they don't pay attention to, they don't understand, a unipolar trading network, meaning America, European nations, basically, simply, it would be the World Economic Forum nations, NGOs, these along this line. There would also be a second way, apart from the unipolar system, a multipolar system. This term is fairly new. The multipolar system would be the alternative. It came into existence conceptually through, maybe, I don't know who actually brought the concept and when that concept came into existence, but Vladimir Putin is the man that took a concept and made it a reality. He began to do that. To do that, there had to be a partner. The partner would have to be China. China would have to be a nation that would also have great influence internationally. Well, China has that influence and China from the time of Chairman Mao through America, China also has become a great power internationally through because of America. We use China as a manufacturing base. And because of that, economically, China, once she began to prosper economically, China does what China does. Little by little, would take the monies and begin her interests financially. I apologize for getting distracted. I am an individual. I get distracted at the smallest things. I do not have that kind of a mind. I have to focus, and I apologize. On many programs in the past, I've had bad quality with my reception on my cell phone. I've had just many numerous technical problems, and I apologize for the poor quality of the previous week or two in the last programs. It upsets me. You cannot imagine. You cannot understand how much it upsets me. It's like a football player, like a quarterback. And that quarterback has got that ball ready to find somebody to throw it to. He's got to be focused. I'm not a quarterback, but I'm very easily distracted. So I apologize for my programs in the previous couple of weeks. I apologize for that. I'm staying very focused today because you need to know the prophecies that are in the Bible, how important they are, how important this matter of a unipolar world system is. It is vital that you understand that. If you don't understand it, you're not going to see what Christ is saying about the end of the world. We're at the end of the world. There has to be a multipolar world network, another system, alternate, an alternative. If you don't see that, you're missing everything I'm here for. I'm here wasting my time. I'm wasting your time. I'm wasting air time. Christ said so many things about the end of the world. If you don't understand what he has stated about the end of the world and how the systems of the world internationally work together, this world has become a little tiny. The world used to be, it used to take you months to get across the ocean to go from one place to another. Now it takes you half a day, maximum, to go from the east to the west. If you have to stop over. The world is shrunken. Jesus Christ cannot return until there is two trading systems in the world. A unipolar and a multipolar world system. He cannot return until these two systems are in place. He cannot return until Russia becomes a great, great power and a protector to nations in her vicinity. That Christ cannot return until China becomes a powerful, powerful international force in the world internationally. Podcaster on 1360khnc.com. I'll be back.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
But you're watching prophecy take place. You're watching Vladimir Putin with Xi Jinping and the prior president of China. They have brought into existence a multipolar world trading system. I call it, you call it, you understand it as BRICS. This is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Many other nations have joined this network of trading, of nations working together. This is Bible prophecy fulfilled. It has been fulfilled. It is being fulfilled. There will be the unipolar system in the world. This, if you understand what I'm going to tell you, this is the Antichrist system. Antichrist will not rule the whole world economically. He'll destroy the world militarily, but he will only be given a portion of control internationally during the time of his power. And his power will be in the unipolar world system. I'm going to tell you where. America. Antichrist comes from America. He doesn't come from Rome, doesn't come from, he's not Prince Charles. Prince Charles is really a nobody. He doesn't come from any of the, it doesn't come from Israel. The base and the seat of Antichrist is the United States of America. I'm very redundant on these programs, because I'm trying to figure out how to present to the audience how to perfectly see what I understand in Bible prophecy. And it's very difficult to convey clearly because how do you describe the Pacific Ocean in 20 programs? You can't. So I'm going to use a different method. I'm going to be more specific. Antichrist will be an American president to come. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is still the American president of this country. Joe Biden is the imposter. Barack Obama is still in power. Barack Obama never left power. Everybody now throughout this nation, many, many news outlets are talking about how Barack Obama never left power. I've been saying this for almost four years, that Obama is still in power. Now they're saying it. Now I have an edge, and I'll be honest with you. I have an edge because I use what the Bible says to interpret what I see taking place internationally. The Bible says there's going to be two systems of power. Two systems. There's going to be a unipolar world system and a multipolar world system. And because of that, because of the multipolar world system, the two of them together, they exist together. We're watching it develop. Vladimir Putin is the man who initiated, put it together. Was it his concept? I don't know. But he's now needed help, and he went to his neighbor, Xi Jinping. Now, why was Xi Jinping so willing to jump in? Because Xi Jinping and all of the former presidents of China have always wanted to find a way to destroy the control of empire, of America, the hegemonic plans of the United States of America. And we, again, made China what it is. And China now invested through all the nations of the world. Her money is everywhere, in South America, in Africa, in industry in this country, in land in this country, next to military bases. It's in Canada. China owns Canada, to the east, Quebec, to the west, Vancouver. China's influence is everywhere. This is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. The Bible says that China would be a powerful, powerful nation at the end of the world, so powerful that it would be the only nation to actually, in a sense, with other, not solely, but many other nations would come to Armageddon to go to war with Antichrist. China would come to war against Barack Obama in the Middle East. Xi Jinping is that man. Xi Jinping is the man put in place by God, like Vladimir Putin put in, that is going to bring the Asian armies from the East to Armageddon. And Barack Obama, when he comes back to power, is going to bring the forces of America, NATO, European nations, I don't know, the unipolar world armies to Armageddon. The Arab armies will be there also. The Bible is very detailed in what is going to happen. Then we have to look at how history, the people in history, and how we will know their names. We know the individual in the riddle of Revelation chapter 17. We know the individual in that riddle. There is a seventh king. And I know the riddle of the previous six kings also. There's a total of seven kings. The seventh king is Donald Trump. I'm presenting it to you. You have to study it. Those that don't study Bible at all, that don't like the Bible, go to the book of Revelation. You're in that book. You're in that book. You're at the end of the world. You're in the years before Christ returns. You're witnessing the rise of America to the greatest power ever in the history of the world. You think we're great yet? No, we haven't finished our becoming as great as we're going to be. Not like Donald Trump meant. There's two types of America that will be great. There will be the wicked side and there will be the good side. We could have been great in a good way if Donald Trump could have remained in the White House. But we're going to become great militarily to destroy nations. We're going to be a hammer. So there's two types of great, destructive or good.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
We can look at the current events and we can see the names of players of the nations in the time in which we live, in the years, in the decade. We're in the decade before Christ will return. There was a time when after Christ's resurrection, he brought into existence seven churches. All seven churches are here today, but there will be an end to these seven churches. But at the end of the world, before the end comes, the seven churches of God are going to be persecuted internationally. They're going to be attacked. Just like this attack of this hateful, vengeful individual there in Nashville. This is what's to come to the Christian people. Pastors won't tell you this is what Christ said would happen. I'm telling you, Christ said it would happen. It's going to happen. It's going to continue. But internationally, there's going to be attack on the Christian people. The war in Ukraine is an attack on the Ukrainian Orthodox and the other Orthodox churches in that nation. This is a sign. Christ said this would happen. It will happen. We can't stop it, but it's a sign that will take place. The sign to the people of the world in the decade before Christ returns. In the decade before he returns, in Matthew 25, it said that there was going to be wars, rumors of wars. There was going to be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And when these wars and these conflicts begin, they will not end. It's like the fires, the forest fires we've had in the previous 4 or 5 years. They begin and they burn for days and weeks at a time. These wars we are witnessing right now. The war in Ukraine is just the beginning of conflicts. Now there's other conflicts in that region that you don't hear about because the American press is not letting you know what's happening internationally. I don't get my news only from sources in this country. I go wherever I can. Stuff out of India, out of Russia, out of Europe, because there's a blackout of excellent news in this nation and truthful news. Unipolar world, multipolar world. You're not going to forget what I'm telling you about these two systems. They have to be operating in the decade before Christ returns, especially as we move into that decade. Because the persecution of Antichrist is going to be so severe through technology, a system where you can't buy and you can't sell without a mark. It's going to be so severe that if the whole world lived in that system, it would be over before Christ even said it would be over. So there had to be another way apart from the Antichrist control system, which is what Klaus Schwab. We see that it would come into existence. We would see that this system, a digital system, would, that technology would be such that there'd be a way to be forced to take a mark. That means there has to be technology. That technology is here. And who is using this technology to put this system, to make this the system of the unipolar West? Well, Klaus Schwab, definitely, and those in that organization pushing for it. Because you see, they won't have to take the mark of the beast in a sense. They're going to have to. But it's going to be their system, and they'll use it on the world. I'm not so sure they'll necessarily have to use it on themselves. They probably will, because they're loyal to the Antichrist. If that was the only system, then how is the world going to exist? You're going to understand more clearly. The unipolar system is the Antichrist system. That trading system in the unipolar world, the Western nations, is Antichrist. Now, the rest of the world will have another system. And we in this country, I've been thinking, if I were to leave this country, where and which nation in the multipolar world network would be safe to go to? Well, all the nations are so corrupt and so evil. The governments are so corrupt. Even that wouldn't be safe to a degree. But there's going to be another system, and we're here. The system couldn't come into existence without Vladimir Putin actually moving to actually put it together. It wouldn't work if China wasn't involved in that system. It's not going to be the ruble that is going to be the dominant currency. It will be the yuan. It will be the Chinese currency. Many nations already, China, unknowingly, the globalist West, they should have seen it coming. China began to work, invest in other nations, and using their currency, but having these nations use the Chinese currency. So that currency is an international currency, as well as the petrodollar. But now you could say there's a clash. The petrodollar and the yuan. The ruble, yes, but when Russia is destroyed, the ruble is not going to be, it's going to disappear. 1360KHSE.com for the podcast.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Presently, Russia is, her focus is in Ukraine. But in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia is going to shift in her objectives. Her objectives are going to be in the Middle East, out of TASS.com. Russia is concerned about the escalation of violence in Israeli-occupied areas. Now, this is going to be the destruction of Russia. Russia has been very sympathetic to the Arab terrorist groups that hate Israel. This is going to be a mistake. I don't know if it's going to be Vladimir Putin. It may be. This is Bible prophecy taking place. I'm presenting it to you. Russia is going to turn from her focus in Ukraine. Russia is fighting for her existence as a nation, as a people. The focus is going to shift away from Ukraine to the Middle East. We're watching again. I'm telling you right here, because of Russia's attitude toward the Arab terrorist Islamic groups against Israel, this is going to bring the judgment of God on Russia. Russia is going to be destroyed 7 years plus before Armageddon. And this article, when I read it, I've been telling you that Israel, there are going to be enemies and terrorist groups surrounding Israel. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. They are going to once again provoke Israel into a conflict. This next time, what's going to bring about the problems in Israel presently today are going to be resolved when the terrorist groups begin a campaign against the nation of Israel very shortly. When that campaign begins, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to send in the Israeli military. They are going to be, nobody's going to interfere with them. The UN, United States, European nations, delegates, Arab leaders, nobody is going to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu when he goes to clean up once and for all the threat to his people. You're going to see it happen. This is in the Bible. It is in Bible prophecy. There is nothing really happening in the news that is more important than what the Bible says is going to happen in the decade before Jesus Christ comes a second time. The prophecies are the most important way to see the world, to look at the world. These are my interpretations. You don't have to believe me. I don't ask you to. But I do say, wait and see. Now, Russia is concerned about this. Russia is concerned about the negative development of human rights situation in the occupied territories. Well, the human rights does go two ways. This Olga Veron Trosova, she said that the special concern was the ongoing escalation of violence and effects that affects civilians and women. I'm going to have to continue with this tomorrow. I'm going to stay on this line because it's important to you. I have a lot of things left to cover, but for your sake, I'm going to stay and continue. Have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Are you tired of not seeing politics fix the biggest problems in our country? Tactical Civics has the full spectrum solution to restore this republic and uphold the founders' design. Are you interested in hearing how easy it is to reinstate the people's power through constitutional law enforcement? Come see us for an introduction to Tactical Civics. We have a seminar on March 11th, noon sharp, at the Carbon Valley Library Meeting Room. It's located at 7 Park Avenue, Firestone, Colorado. Find out more at tacticalcivics.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.